Oh, my goodness. So we do have one, only one birthday this week.
Uno.
And whose birthday would that be, Ed?
The best, awesome, most craziest, most loveliest voice of Pride 48. That is square number 49, George, in the ATL.
You know, I would just like to say that's why nobody else listens to us, because you say that his is the only voice that you want to listen to.
No, I said it's just, to me, it's very hypnotic.
You said it's
hypnotic.
The best. You said it's the best.
Well, it is, yes. Well, what am I going to say? Big Fatty? No, Big Fatty is like nails on a chalkboard, literally. It's like bald. It's like hairy balls rubbing on your face. It's not good.
Love you. Mean it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's like hairy balls rubbing on your face.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2064. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 22th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm a little late to the party, but I won't tell you about the weekend. Big Fatty, you were late to the party? Never mind. Hello, elves. Big Fatty, is that why you're wearing that hat? It is. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're elves today, because y'all, it's almost crema. Yes, Big Fatty. Did you get my present yet? Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it's the 22th on the Mexican crema calendar, and it says here, tenía un cara ancha y un pequeño vientre redondo que se estremecino cuando se hizo a rear como un bueno, leno de gelatina. Y'all, I think that means that when he laughed, he shook like a bowl full of Big Fatty. That's not all of it, but I bet you're right. Yes. I gotta say, y'all, now, y'all, I've got one cat here, all the cats, including this one I'm going to open today, I have sent return cats to everyone, and, y'all, my mail is being held, by the post office, the postman, and, so anybody whose card hadn't arrived, I'll get it when I get back to town, with the Monday mail on the 28th. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, we've got a can open. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do it. And y'all, it's from Gare out there in the Denver, Colorado. Big Fatty, we love Gare. And y'all, it's kind of in a brown paper bag envelope. Big Fatty, isn't that pretty? My goodness, Gare, did you make this? It looks like it's handmade. Big Fatty, Big Ricky made it, guys. Maybe God does too. But y'all, it's a gorgeous little crema tree. Big Fatty, it has glitter on it with a star and a little ribbon that says Merry Crema on it. And y'all, you open it up. Oh, Big Fatty, look. And it says, you are in our thoughts this crema season and in our hearts always. Big Fatty, that's lovely. When he said you were in our thoughts, I thought you had passed away or passed gas. Oh, never mind. It says, Merry Crema. Hope your 2016 brings you much love and many gentlemen callers love. A guy in Denver, what guy? Thank you so much. That's just lovely. And y'all, I also today At noon today, y'all, I'm going to put a picture up of the last of the gods that I've read here in the past couple of days so you can see what they all look. Big Fatty, we just love going to the WWW, looking at the cards and writing Woodhaven. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I am in Hatlanta right now, and y'all, I pre-recorded yesterday's show because I wasn't sure if I was going to have time to record it while I was at the Horror Hotel, and I'm glad that I did, but y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and y'all, it was quite the weekend is all I got to say. And let's see, the last time I talked to you was Thursday. And y'all, I got up on a Friday, and y'all had some last-minute running around to do. Thursday night. Let's go back. Thursday night, we had a little crema party over at the Orange Hat's house. And, y'all, it was quite nice. Quite nice. I was going to drive, go pick up old Veda. And, y'all, the traffic was just horrible. It was horrible trying to get to Veda's house. So, y'all, he ended up coming to the villa, and he ended up driving. Big Fatty, you did that right. Yes, I did. But, y'all, it was lovely. Y'all, they had these. Well, of course, they had the bar, but they had these they had cooked a pork loin on the grill and made it into sliders with different. I don't know what the kind of sauce there was for it, but y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Ready? And they had other stuff too, but that was basically what. What Big Fatty ate. Okay. For right. It was party day, and y'all, I got up on a Friday, and you know, ran the Whack'em, and kind of got myself straight as to what I needed to do, and all this kind of stuff. And old Veda had told me on Thursday, I think, that he was going to send a little something to the crema party. And y'all, he wanted to make sure I was going to be home at a certain time and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, you don't need to do that. But, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to send me a flower arrangement or a poinsettia. You know, that's what you give the old people is a potted poinsettia. Betty, no wonder you got six of them. And he says, now you'd be home between 5 and 6. Well, I was going to be home then anyway, because, you know, the party started at 6. And I went out and did some last minute things. I had to get a bag of ice, and I had to go by the bank and things like that. But I'm there at the house, and 5 o'clock gets there, and y'all, I start to cook my sausage balls. Big Fatty, we love your balls. And then my little ham biscuits. Y'all, if you want either of those recipes, they're over at Gavin. Gavin from that Stick It With a Poke has got them over there at the, I don't know how you get to it, but if you go over to Stick It With a Poke, I'm sure it'll tell you how to get to the Pride 48 recipes. Big Fatty. I'm doing that, and Granny and another friend of ours from the Horror Club, they had told me that they were coming early, and that usually means that they're there to help. Well, you know, Granny's just there going, okay, is it time to eat yet? Is it time? Well, Big Fatty. And so I asked Granny to pour me a drink. Y'all, I swear to you, the man does not know how to pour a drink, because y'all, it was mainly liquor. Big Fatty sounds like he knows exactly how to pour a drink. Well, for the Vons, maybe. Yo. We're sitting around there, and y'all, it's 6 o'clock. And then it's 6:15, and it's just the three of us. And Big Fatty, I was getting worried. And y'all, then the doorbell rings. And I'm thinking to myself, thank hydrogen. And y'all, I go and I open the door, and many of you already know this, but in case you don't, and y'all, standing on the front porch of the villa, it is Digga and T. Wiggles from the Chicagos. Be ready, we just about had a new entry into Shot Week. It's true. I just about shat myself, y'all. There is Digga and T. Wiggles. Y'all, they flew in from the Chicagos, from one of their places up there. And they flew in and gotten in earlier in the day and had kind of scoped out where the villa was and everything. And y'all, there they were. And I just absolutely could not believe it. Y'all, I have said this before, and I'll say it again. Big Fatty is kind of like Mexican food. You say it before, and you say it again, Big Fatty. It is so hard to surprise people nowadays that when you can pull it off, you know, you really pulled off a coup. And and y'all, this was the surprise that Veda was talking about. Big Fatty, I was so looking forward to seeing the poinsettia for your table. But anyway, then... more and more people started arriving at the party. Miss Kitty was there, and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and some of my old friends from the theater. Big Fatty, they're not that old. And I don't know, there were probably 15 or so people there. And, y'all, some of the folks said they didn't get an invitation. I don't understand this, because, y'all, I mailed them out before Thanksgiving. And you know, I had said earlier that I hadn't gotten a whole lot of responses from folks, but I know that I know I mailed them and that they went out, but I don't know if people just didn't get them or not. But y'all, it was just a lovely party. Digga and T. Wiggles both enjoyed having my balls in their mouth. Honey, you're talking about sausage balls. It's true, the sausage balls. And, y'all, there was a large amount of liquor. A large amount of liquor that was consumed. And but y'all, it was just a lovely party. And Digga and T. Wiggles, I think they left about 12:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, wasn't it supposed to end at 9? Well, you know, you make consolations for folks that get on the aluminium tube of death to come to your party. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, we had made a decision that we would get up and go get a little something something to eat on Saturday. You know, they are of the Walnut Hills thinkology that, you know, getting up early is 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, we got up and we went and kind of toured Charleston. I took them down and showed them the coal mine. Even though the coal miners were gone, I think they enjoyed seeing it. And then what did we do? Then we went and had some lunch. T. Wiggles had never had grits before, y'all. I couldn't believe it. But he seemed to enjoy them. And y'all, T. Wiggles and I had chicken and waffles, and Digga had... what did he have? He had he had some sort of biscuits and gravy and brufkas at a little diner thing that we went to, and y'all. Then we toured around downtown for a bit, and then we were gonna join Granny and our friend from the horror group. We'll call her Lorena. Granny and Lorena and I were gonna go out on Saturday night for a steak supper, and so. So y'all, Digga and T. Wiggles joined us, and y'all, we had a lovely evening, and y'all, then we headed on over to the Connections, and y'all, our favorite bartender, he's a jewel of a bartender, he was there, and y'all, we walked in, and we were the only people in the bar, and he was there. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, that was Brofkus is what that was. Anyway, got that, and we said, well, where is everybody? He goes, well, we don't open for another 20 minutes. So we went on in and sat down anyway, and we were properly overserved that evening. And then I took Digga and T. Wiggles back to their motel, and then Sunday we regrouped again, and we went and had some brufkas. And y'all, I had gotten up Sunday morning, and I had crema presents to wrap, and you know, I was getting ready to go out of town, and also I was taking care of all that stuff. And y'all, you know, it's just minor changes in the schedule. It probably worked out better because it got my ass in gear. Yes, Big Fatty. And so we went and had our brufkas, and then I bid them adieu, and y'all, I was off to the Horror Hotel. And got over there Sunday afternoon and met my friends from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club that are now living in Augusta and working there at the Horror Hotel. And we went and had a little supper, and then went and had cocktails at the Capri Lounge. Y'all, they were having 2-for-1 cocktails all weekend long. So I had 4-for-2, ready, and y'all then went back to the room and piddled around a little bit. I thought Snake was going to come by and see me, but evidently he had said he had gotten a message that I wanted to see him, but evidently things just didn't work out. But y'all, I've decided I'm going to go back to the Horror Hotel this coming Sunday on my way back to Charleston, I've left a message for him to be on the lookout for me then. And y'all then got up Monday morning, had brufkas, then got in the Ford Escape, and y'all, I was off to Atlanta, and y'all, I decided I was going to get me a motel room, and y'all, so I got all checked in and everything, and I'm here in the room, and hi, and but you know, no humpity bumpity at the moment, I am sure that will come. Big Fatty, please do not use that kind of language around me. Now, y'all, I'm just a couple hours away from going and having the traditional crema dinner with some of the folks over here in Atlanta. At the Colon Aid. Big Fatty, it is not Colon Aid. That is just vulgar and something that you have come up with, and it is vulgar. It is the Colonnade. I'm sorry. And y'all, they're known for their fried chicken. Yes, Big Fatty. And from what I understand, we're going to have... we'll have George in Atlanta, and Terminally Single Tim, and Epa Louie, and Romo... And Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is it spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And Travis, his other half. And we're going to be there, and we're going to have a lovely dinner. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about that. And I'm going to catch you all up on the Crema content contest. On all that'll be on Thursday's. Sure, Big Fatty, you've planned it out so nicely. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, hopefully I'll have a gentleman caller report for you also on the Thursday little show. I've already pre-recorded Wednesday's little show, so you won't hear about the dinner until Thursday. Big Fatty, I just can't believe how prepared you are. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, and it's all about me. It's all about me. And Ed, when you hear stories about Big Big Fatty, being at the Horror Hotel, what do you always think about?
It's like hairy balls rubbing on your face.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost like he had a magical camera.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.